I'd want it right on the back of Farmer's truck. Sometimes you see them big men cruising, the guys just hanging on.
With money.
That's when they get all the down and stay there shooting in the back.
Well, yeah, no doubt. I'd like to call the order of the Town of Druly Committee Meeting for January 7th, 2019. Mr. Daigle, would you lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now, roll call, please.
Councilmember Daigle.
Here.
Councilmember Bourgeois.
Here.
Councilmember Richard. Councilmember Andre.
Here.
Councilmember Niesler.
Here.
Attorney Acosta.
Here.
Mayor Rhodes.
Here. In your package, we have the minutes from December 10th, 2018. I hadn't seen anything that's glaring in there. If you guys see anything, let us know. We can change it before we vote on it next week. Don't have anything, we'll move to Public Works. Public Works Committee, quick project updates. We had 6 rain events for 9.5 inches. As you all know, we had one day that was really bad for 2 hours. We had some overtime because we had to manage some high levels in a couple lift stations on that day. We had all that rain. Several skate alarms due to excessive rain. Shane and I were out, and I saw a lot of people out. Rusty, we had a lot of people out asking about it. Don, we had several areas that we have to attack. Some roadside ditch drainage stuff, mainly on Eileen. No incidents in the maintenance department. No out-of-compliance samples running a sewer treatment facility. Bulk pickup will be January 14th, the week of January 14th, and our extra pickup will be on January 25th. With that,
I saw them today doing a bulk pickup.
I think they're.
They came down Eileen, Owings Quarters, and North of Boat.
They may be on the makeup. You think they're on the makeup?
Not Eileen.
Pickup.
No, because I picked up.
Is it boom truck?
It's
yeah.
Yeah.
They do an extra pickup after Christmas. I know that for a fact. Maybe they run a little bit behind on that.
There's still a lot of stuff on Eileen because
I. Is there? Yeah.
But so they were on Main, I know.
They were on West Main.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because that's probably that extra pickup from December. They run a little bit behind. That wouldn't surprise me. All right, second on our Public Works Committee, real quick, we'll discuss some recent rain events. Shane's going to attend the meeting, and we all know what went on. We all rode around. We have that Gleason Street problem, and we're going to try to get that fixed up on where Shane Andre lives at the end of Gleason. It piled up. We put some new culverts in there. We thought we had the problem fixed, but it doesn't look like it's fixed. We have another issue on Eileen, which, according to some of the neighbors down there, that's been an issue for years. Right in the middle of Eileen by little Jimmy Guidry's house. We're going to look and try to see what we can do with that. Shane and I were out pulling drains, and a lot of it had to do with leaves and stuff that fell during the fall, and all of our rush of water kind of piled up the drains. We cleaned those out. That helped a lot. And once the rain stopped, I mean, that level dropped, Shane, and in 20 minutes it dropped 4 inches easy. And when we pull those grates, I mean, that water, I told Terry a minute ago, you'd have drowned if you'd have fell in because the water was running so fast. Shane Andre went out to the Parish Canal, and he said it was rolling in the Parish Canal that same time. So the water's moving out. It's just it couldn't get out fast enough because we got so much rain coming in. So we were all out and about. Shane, Saturday, and I have been working on some things. We talked to Roy a little bit about it. Second, sewer. And Roy, maybe you can answer a few questions before I even say anything. But
on drainage and rain, just remember all those discussions in the last 2 years about developments and rainstorms and 10-year events and 25-year events and 100-year events and 500, it's just a number guy. And when designs are put together and pipes are sized and slopes are sized for a 25-year storm, that's a number. 4 inches, 6 inches, 8 inches, whatever it is per 24. You got to compare that number to your design storm to see if your drainage system meets your design requirement. Because you most probably, everybody had it. I had water across the street in front of my house. It was a major event. It was more than what the system could do.
Right.
And your leaves piling up. I'm the one dummy on my street. I took a big old ditch in the back of my house and put 24-inch culverts in because I wanted the extra 45 feet of land. And sure enough, everybody upstream's leaves coming. Pile up on that culvert, and everybody upstream floods because it can't get through my culvert because they dump their leaves and sticks in that thing. And I get every little kid's soccer ball and everything else at that culvert.
Right.
Culverts have to stay open for them to work and let drainage work.
Yeah, it was a big event.
It's just a good reminder of those numbers. We fought for months in here about River Mill and Brewery Oaks, little outfall structure, and what the numbers meant. Compare them, that's all you can do.
Yeah. The reservoir back there was pretty full, but we had plenty of room in that. So, now if the rain would have kept going at that pace like it did in Houston, to use your term, Roy, all bets were off. I mean, we would have to fight it.
You're not going to build nothing.
Yeah. So, with that, we all know we have infiltration in our sewer system, and Live Oak Station was full, which is the final station in the back. Venzuel, we had to work for a good while with some overtime to work that pump, let Live Oak catch up, then we'd pump Venzuel again. In the meantime, we found out that some manholes were full down up Arlene's Quarters, which we've never had that. So it was a unique event. Roy, do you think that Force Main has anything to do with that at all?
I'm an educated friend on Wednesday. I'm coming over.
All right.
Talk about hydrology. Just remember, all that water is being pumped to the back of Arlene. So when the back of Arlene fills up,
yeah,
what's on the front end of Arlene, which Arlene's Quarters ties into, it can't get out.
Right.
Because everything's full.
Yeah. That we talked today, and y'all going to talk Wednesday.
The situation there is if you need to move more water, quote unquote, under the requirements of DEQ, you either got to put bigger pumps with more horsepower to try to force it through that small force main,
right,
or you're getting the large expense of doing the same thing you did at the Denham property. You set another pump station with an additional pipe to the back so you have less friction loss and have more pumps to pump more water to the back.
Would an answer be a higher horsepower pump in Live Oak?
The world of hydraulics is very simple. It's just like an interstate. You want to put more water through a small pipe, it takes a lot more horsepower.
Okay.
It's all about head loss and friction.
Gotcha.
But you don't want to get the water flowing in that pipe so fast, because then you get into other situations called water hammer and surges that break pipes and tends to blow things up. You can only pump it so fast, and your pressure can only get so high, because
right,
you're going to overpressurize your pipe design. You can't go more pressure than the pipe design for.
Okay.
So you got a few little issues to look at.
Go back into people's house.
Yeah. Okay, well, we've just never had that event to where it backed up. We may have had it and never known about it, but Arlene's Quarters in the back, we've never had people backed up that far. So I know it's an infiltration issue, but I don't know.
To me, that's one of the bigger problems we got to try to solve.
I just
don't get it.
That's a national and international problem.
Yeah, I wish we could figure it out.
System or your drainage.
That's right.
You're really fighting an uphill battle.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. So anyway, we'll look at that Wednesday. That's just kind of a report of what happened with the rain event and the sewer issue that we ran into. And that's what the overtime was about. We had to go out and man those stations so we couldn't get water in people's houses. Yes, sir?
Essentially, I last year thought leveling that property off behind Fisher's. Back
right.
My place can be seen. When
they had
all that rain, all that water went right to that area.
You mean in the back?
No, I'm talking about right back. You know where I'm out on Venezuela?
Behind.
You know where Fish lives?
Yeah.
That water was just like a complete leak
in the field.
Yeah, because I asked him what he was doing. And I said, well, he said, we've got set up where all the waters will come this way. So it all be going right there to Tonton Canal.
So all that field drains back to Tonton?
That field right here, going right
yeah.
back there. Next time we have one, just look and see. Anytime we have a high rain. But the guys, when they were doing it, they had those tractors with the lasers.
Right.
And he said, we got all the water coming this way. I said, why?
Shane, when we rode on that road next to the Tonton, is that road higher than the field? Or did they level that?
It's hard to say without any kind of instruments, but
I mean, just by looking, do you remember that? It seems to me the field was a little lower than that. That was a little higher on that bank, but
yeah, I would think so. It was higher by the Tonton.
Yeah.
Looking back toward this bottom of the top. Yeah, it was up on that corner.
Yeah.
Every bit of.
All right.
Are we recording this event with photo, video, and we know how much rainfall we have so that we don't make the same mistakes and we know what we can anticipate? You know, on the amount of rainfall? You know what I'm saying? How do we learn from this?
As far as the recordings, we got the recordings on the minutes. As far as the amount of inches.
Yeah, pictures.
Blaine took a little bit the other day when we were out and about.
That would be good to capture that.
I'll send him that picture you have too.
Yeah, and then we could look. I got others. I got a picture down Shannon Street, that mess, but I guess that's Roy and maybe kind of look at what we got in that particular.
While it's happening.
Yeah. We can do that. We'll do that.
But you can't tell once it starts flowing and going away. Can't tell what.
I'm totally open for suggestions on anything we can do to make it better. So if guys have anything on the drainage, we all kind of know where the hot spots are. So we'll continue to work on that on a daily basis. All right, anything else? All right, so we'll move to planning and zoning. Review planning and zoning minutes from December 26. Those are in your package. If we have any problems or anything, let us know. Discuss variance application for 1005 Blanchard Street. Mr. Gary Touye, he wants to reduce the setback, side setback from 10 feet to 3 feet, front setback from 30 feet to 20 feet. Gary, you want to come mention anything, or is that good? Just come up to the mic right here.
You have the drawing? We have the drawing up there too?
No, this is the only drawing we have. Just kind of explain what you're going to do in the back. You need a copy of it?
Homeland Security gave me an address on Blanchard Street instead of the River Road, which puts the setbacks different than what they would have been. So I'm just trying to, since the houses could face River Road, I'm trying to get the setbacks so they would equal like what River Road would be facing that way.
So you want your front is River Road.
Right, my front's going to be River Road.
My
Ellen address is Blanchard Street. The shop is going to be at about the same place that the existing barn, the shed was. The way the property drains right now is kind of messed up because it naturally drains from the levee going back toward the highway. And there's kind of a hill between Blanchard Street and Cane Field, which they got a good ditch along Cane Field, but the water can't get there because it's high going that way here when I shot elevation on it. So my plan is, after talking to Debbie, which is my neighbor that y'all have a letter from saying it's okay to put the shed back where it was, is to cut a V-ditch to let that water drain back toward that Cane Field ditch when I do my dirt work, which I can't do right now because I can't get any dirt because the river's so high. I've been waiting for it for the last 3 months.
So you plan on cutting that little swale or ditch or whatever you're talking about in between you and Debbie?
Right, on the property line between me and Debbie. Because the rain event y'all talking about, I drove by there, and she had about 4 or 5 inches of water in her backyard. And it couldn't go anywhere. It's got to follow Blanchard Street down toward the highway. Mm-hmm. When I went up by the high school, the water was up just about to the service road where the new high school could be. But the ditch on the Cane Field, on the back side of my property, it had 3 or 4 inches of water in it. So from the telephone pole on the property line on Blanchard Street to the Cane Field ditch, I can get about 1.5 feet drop by digging that
now it'll drain you and her?
Drain. No, I don't want to dig nothing that you can't cut or nothing, just a small V ditch hidden that way to help her out and myself.
So your workshop will be where that old shed was?
Yeah.
Same footprint, more or less?
Pretty much. It's a little bit bigger, but about the same size. I got a boat and RV, and then I'm going to have a closed-in shop. A boat and RV's park could be closer to Debbie's house, and the shop could be further back on the property.
It's all going to be under one roof?
Yes, that boat and all that's going to be under one roof. And I'm planning on building that first so I can bring my stuff from the house over there and then fix my house up and sell it and use that for storage while I'm building a new house.
Anybody else got any questions?
No, where the 3 foot variance is, I would normally have a problem if it was a residence with a bedroom on both sides, but he's got a carport boat, so it's not going to be inhabitable residential structure, so, and we've done this in the past, as I recall, down Live Oak.
Yeah.
There was some concerns because it was close to the living quarters.
They're so close to each other.
That's her garage right there.
Yeah, it's her garage right there anyway, right there on the front side, on Bancher Street side.
And it did pass favorably from the Planning and Zoning Commission. Anybody else?
Whenever they gave you the address, did you let them know your front doors are facing the...
Yes, I did. They said, "Where's your driveway coming out?" I said, "I'm coming in on Bancher Street on driveway." "Well, that's gotta be your address." Okay.
I know, that's weird.
The guidelines is wherever the front door is, that's the address, and that was, we did a meeting like...
In a way, it's better like this, because I don't have to put as much dirt in and put even more water possibly, you know, in that direction, because Bancher Street's a little bit lower than River Road, so...
When at that shop, on that 3-foot, shops, that's where the ditch is gonna be on the opposite side, so if that shop puts off any water, it'll go in that ditch instead of dumping on Debbie next door, right?
Yeah, the roof on the shop could be about the same as what that shed was.
The other one was, yeah.
Okay. Any more water that way. Plus, I don't have that V ditch going back toward the cane field.
Gary, how far is Debbie's house from the property line?
I didn't measure that, but I imagine 10 feet.
Okay.
Something like that. The garage or so.
At least.
Yeah. Yeah, she's not real close to that.
I couldn't recall. I was just curious.
What's the side setback requirement? Just on 10?
Yeah.
So if his house was facing the front, there would be even no need for a variance.
There would be none. Right.
But they gave him an address. That's
so he's 20 feet when the real side setback should be 10. So he's double the side setback would be. And I'm only asking for the variance because of his mail address is. That's what I'm getting.
All right. Any other questions? I got one. You sure you want to move in the hood with the roads people over there?
I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm ready to move.
Them roads people bring property values way down. Yeah. All right. We'll move on to Finance Committee. We'll vote on that next week, Gary.
Thank you, Gary.
Finance Committee, you got bills in your package. If you notice, there's a couple duplicates because we had end of the year, so we paid for November, December. Other than that, I don't think, I do have, Shane, you might be able to answer this question. Under maintenance, I think it was under maintenance. It's just a typo. I just thought it was kind of funny. Yeah, it says great stuff, G-R-E-A-T. What great stuff did you buy?
Great stuff is a
spray foam.
Yeah, I just thought it was kind of funny. Mm-hmm. That might be the name of it. I just thought it was kind of funny. Is that the name of it? Great stuff?
Yeah. That's what it's called.
I had no idea what that was. I thought it was a typo.
Got a picture of me on
it. There you go. All right, with that, we'll move forward unless anybody has questions.
All right. Insurance. I was just curious. Did it go up for our business protection? $33,009.
It didn't.
Okay. I was just wondering
from the claim
if our problem caused an increase on this, but that would.
That's actually.
This separate. Is not theft anyway, is it?
No, it's separate.
That one didn't go up either.
Okay. Oh, it didn't.
Did
it should have actually gone down with the.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, yet. All right. Personnel committee, I don't know of anything. Recreation, anybody got anything? Police? Nothing. Governmental affairs? Other matters, I don't know of any. Mayor's report, I don't have a whole lot to report. I attended a lot of Christmas stuff. We did, Shane and I and Blaine attended a LaMatch meeting with the parish, which is a website where you can go on. There's a bunch of vendors, and you can put your specs on what you want to buy, whether it's a slicker suit or whatever. And supposedly these people can bid on that stuff and give you quotes online. It's something offered through LMA. We may look into using it a little bit. It was kind of a unique event. A unique portal. It kind of gives you bids, and you don't have to go out and seek bids. They all show up, and it's recorded, and it's a pretty slick little
bit. We can buy on state contract also.
Yes. So other than that, I don't have any mayor's report. Remarks of personal privilege, anybody have anything?
You think we need to make sure we put in the minutes that we had on sexual harassment training?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, we documented that. I read something in the paper about that. After we had our meeting, they had something in the paper about it. Legislature made it mandatory, so.
On the news, why it was mandatory?
But we all versed in that, so.
Let the records reflect that we had our training.
Yeah, we had our training.
We didn't get certificates to document that.
Yeah, we'll talk about, well, I'll do the mayor's report next week, so it's on the record. Announcements, Landmark and Heritage Meeting on January 21st at 6:30. Town Hall will be closed on the same day for Civil Rights Day, but Ms. B said they would still have the meeting anyway. With that, do I have a motion to adjourn?
Move.
Moved by Mr. Andre?
Second.
Second by Mr. Daigle, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Meeting's adjourned.
You'll need to put that in recycle, put your paper in recycle.
Okay, all right, good.
Yeah, that's. It's a shame you gotta come.
It's a paperwork exercise. Just put it in the mailbox, that's pretty shit.
Oh, I thought you. You can leave it there for your current. How you doing?
Good.
Barber's Man Square way here, huh? My wife called me, she goes, I'm directing you. I said, get off the street. I'm gonna get run over. That's what I'm telling her. I was like, get out the road. I see, she out there directing. I was like, the street? I don't need another body man. She wasn't mad at me, huh? That's why I was concerned. I was concerned.